I'm in New Jersey. I teach at Columbia University, and I live about an hour away from the university in New Jersey, Montclair, New Jersey. My name is Andrew Nathan, Nathan. I've been teaching about China for about 40 years, and so that goes back. I started when Mao Zedong was still in charge of China, and in that period of 40 years, there's been tremendous change. So for me, Ai Weiwei stands out as a leader in the latest phase of change, which is that civil society, independent thinkers and intellectuals in China are much freer than they were when I started to study China. And he's an independent, creative artist and thinker who is exerting an effect on further liberating thought and creativity in China. Probably when I first noticed that he was really a leader, not just one of these young people, was when he designed the Bird's Nest, participated in the design of the Bird's Nest Stadium for the Beijing Olympics, and then criticized the way that the Olympics were being managed. So this really caught my attention, as it did catch the attention as well of, you know, others, including the security people in China. When I was sent to prison, I mean, I was quite shocked, because he had certainly challenged the authorities and danced around issues and, you know, teased the government, but he hadn't broken the law in any way. Now, one of the features of life in China is that there's no clear line when you're going to be sent to prison. It's kind of flexible. And that's how the government keeps people afraid. But I think he's the first case that I know of where a person was detained when a political case was pursued by way of the tax authorities. Of course, this method has been sort of pioneered in Russia, and the Chinese have learned from them. And of course, even our own President Nixon tried to use the income tax authorities to pursue some of his political enemies back in the 70s, but I don't think his efforts really worked too well. So this was a new experiment for the Chinese government, so what else do I want to say about that? So you know, that surprised me at the time. You know, the authorities in China are very insecure. They know that the regime is under challenge, that it's accepted by the population because of economic growth, but not because anybody believes that it's an accountable regime or democratic regime or rule of law regime. And so when they're attacked by somebody who uses effective rhetorical methods, who uses humor, who points out what's ridiculous, then I think the authorities feel very insecure, and they don't know how to deal with somebody like this. And I think that's why the more famous he became, the more they felt that they had to crack down on him and try to shut him up, but they haven't succeeded in doing so. Ai Weiwei is a significant figure for China, maybe in several dimensions. One is that he is a world-class artist, and here's a great civilization which, having been under dictatorship for many decades, has not produced world-class artists, and he shows that they can, He's not the only one, but he's perhaps now the most famous one and creative in a number of different media. At the same time, he's also a symbol and leader in the people thinking for themselves movement in China, that people are not afraid of. Of course, people are afraid of the government, but not so afraid that they will give up their independent thinking. He's been a pioneer in that way as well. And he's very well known both internationally and in China. You have a lot of people who are known internationally but not in China. For example, even Liu Xiaobo, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, that many people in China don't really know who he is because his story has been censored and controlled by the government, so many people don't have access to that information. But Ai Weiwei is one of the people who is pretty well known in China because he's made effective use of social media to, like, Weibo, these blogs, and Twitter-like social media to reach a large audience inside the country. That's an interesting question. I would thank him for all of these decades, really, of creating work in different media that is thought-provoking, that is funny, that is very individual, that we can enjoy, and also let him know that the outside world in Sweden, in the United States, throughout the world, is watching and is, as we say in the United States, rooting for him, that we wish him well.